Hello, and welcome back to Thinking in Criminal. This is Little Apostate, and I am glad to have you here with me. So, today, Rush Limbaugh died after a battle with lung cancer. And that's a very sad and sacred thing. Death is going to happen to all of us, and we act as if death will never come for us, and that it's funny when someone else dies if we don't like them. And I mean, in a way, it's good to have a lighthearted look at death in general. And I mean, if you woke up every morning and just were thinking constantly, I am not immortal, I'm going to die. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty depressing way to live, and it's good to be able to kind of laugh about how meaningless life is. But as Chuck Palahniuk says, we all die. The goal isn't to live forever, it's to create something that will. And Rush Limbaugh did that. And I think that's insanely cool. I mean, anyone who died prematurely, who has had a lasting effect on the minds of their listeners, of their readers, that's incredible. I mean, even if it wasn't an early premature death, even if it was just they passed on and they left something amazing with all of us. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh did that, RBG did that, Christopher Hitchens did that. And whether you're liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat, death remains a sacred thing, and it remains true that these people left something much bigger than me or you so far. And I mean, you know, I know it's okay to joke about death, and I know I kind of went through that, but obviously comedians joke about life and death, but that's more of comic relief. Like, we all know we're going to die, and it is nice to laugh about it. But celebrating someone else's death for the sake of celebrating it is completely different. They're not doing it to provide comic relief. They're not doing it to put a smile on the faces of a crowd of people who are looking for something to take them away from their 9-to-5 job for 30 minutes or an hour, like a stand-up comedian does. And they're not tearing these people down to create their own form of art that will live on forever, to create a lasting impact on the minds of people in a positive way. They're doing it because they have nothing better to do. Because they're losing their humanity at a rapid pace with the onset of technology. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh created something nothing any of them can touch. I mean, he's the voice that would fill my ears in my parents' house when my mom was cleaning. When I was a young liberal, I would roll my eyes and stomp upstairs and shut my bedroom door and call Rush Limbaugh a bad person because that's what everyone was telling me he was. I would call my mom a fool for listening because that's what everyone else called his listeners. And I had no original thoughts or comebacks to what she was doing. But he lived in my house. He lived in my mom and in her car and in all of his listeners. He created something great, whether you like him or not. And he will not be forgotten. But the people who are trying to tear him down, people who are posthumously destroying him, are only destroying themselves. And they will be forgotten, unlike him. Their legacy will be just that of taking part in a mob on Twitter, trying to tear down a dead person who can't defend themselves anymore. That's not creating anything. And in a way, I would say it's kind of, you're already fucking dead if you're doing that. Your life lacks meaning. You lack purpose. Someone said, and I don't know, I forget who said this, but death is not the greatest loss in life. It's what dies inside us while we're alive. And these people have completely lost so much humanity. They've lost so much. They're like zombies walking around with predetermined thoughts that someone else is giving them. LOL, Rush Limbaugh dead. Wow, great. Good job. That was genius. How original. More is dying inside these people than they know or think or... I don't know. I mean, it would be nice if they could figure it out, because then I wouldn't see it every day and have to roll my eyes and be like, oh my God, the world is fucking screwed. But I don't know what humanity or how much human is left in people that are so willing to do this, to resort to a just complete ignorance of what human life is and what death is. The obsession with taking people down for minor errors is not human. The obsession with taking people down for opinions they don't like is not human. Arguing is human. Having a debate, coming at someone with a good rebuttal to their point, that's human. To try and get to the truth, that's human. But to just tear someone down? You're just a gossip. You're just essentially a loser. When I was in elementary school, and girls would gossip and say mean things to me, I mean, yeah, I guess that there's something kind of inherently human about trying to take down the competition, but that, I wasn't competition. They just wanted to hate me. I mean, I was a very, very, I don't really want to get into this. I got off track a little bit. I was a goofy looking kid. Like I was no competition. I was a punching bag. And I was shy. I was an easy target. But these people who are the opposite, loud and larger than life, they're easy targets too. They're like giants that these little Twitter people are throwing spears at, and they're not even penetrating the skin. Because you can't. You just look like a fucking idiot. You'll never be able to take down Rush Limbaugh's legacy. You'll never be able to clear him off the walls of my mom's kitchen. You'll never be able to air him out of the car. That's something that she's always, always going to hold on to. And it's disgusting that people are spending their time doing this. Like, who types up a tweet mocking the death of another human being, rereads it, and thinks to themselves, yeah, this is good. This is fucking gold, man. This is a beautiful tweet. This is how I want to go. This is what I want people to remember me for. Really? all this talk about it, how everything on the internet lives forever, and these people who act like they're these purveyors of truth, like, what? That's what you want to be remembered for? You journalists? You blue check marks? Mocking the death of someone? I don't know. You're living in a tiny box of predetermined thoughts. Thoughts that are prepackaged and sold to you as the cool thing to think, the virtuous thing to think. It's got plastic on it when you unwrap it. That's how packaged up it is for you. You're not original. It's not interesting. You're a zombie. You're already dead. You're a follower. You are in lockstep with everyone else who's doing the same thing. How boring is that? And then you cheer. You cheer. Not only when someone dies, but when someone's life's work is ripped away from them. I mean, I'm sure Chris Harrison will be fine, assuming he saved his money from all those years of bachelor work. But Chris Harrison has been like Switzerland throughout this whole, all these like 20 years, however long The Bachelor has been on, he has never stepped out of line. He's been insanely boring, very just easy. And he is the perfect host for a show like that. And he just refused to outright condemn a girl for throwing on an ugly dress, a poofy dress, and attending an antebellum party, which is just celebrating, not celebrating, but it's just an excuse to dress up and be a part of a different time. Antebellum just means a part of history, a different era. Like, what do you... And people are acting like this was some terrible thing he did. An egregious misstep. He just refused to outright condemn this girl and said we need to just be able to have a conversation and help her educate herself or whatever. And I hate that term. I hate the term educate yourself because that is being spoken by uneducated people to people who have taken the time to kind of educate themselves usually. I mean, in this case, I don't know how much Rachel Kirkconnell knows, but I do know that she was not wrong for attending a party and putting on a poofy fucking dress. Had you invited me to that party when I was in my 20s, I would have thought of it as an excuse to just go dress up, be a part of something, and maybe meet a cute boy. And I'm still in my 20s, but in my early 20s. Yeah, I would have. Of course I would have fucking done that. I liked to drink, I liked to go to parties, and I liked to meet boys, and I liked to dress up. Do you think anything else was on her mind other than that? No. I can guarantee you there was not. So that Chris Harrison loses his job, Rush Limbaugh dies, and you cheer. You rejoice. Like Marcus Aurelius says, when death smiles at you, all you can do is smile back. When death smiles at you, will you be able to smile back? Will you be able to look at your life and think, I made the most of every day? I was a good person. I worked my ass off. I loved. I received love. I deserved love. Will you be able to say that? Or as you're dying, is everything that passes through the archives of your mind, is it just going to be tweet after angry tweet that you sent out? All this hate that you just kept sending into the world? Is that really, really what you want to be going through your mind when death is staring you in the face? That is not what I want to be going through my mind. I can assure you that. And that's why I'm doing something like this. Because every time I sit here with this microphone in my closet, I think I'm doing something. I'm trying something. I'm making myself uncomfortable. I'm sitting in a closet. I'm sitting in a fucking closet. But because I've found something I love doing, and that's all that matters to me. I would never, never spend my day waiting for shit to pop up on the news of a person's death and cheer. Someone who had battled lung cancer for years. Do you know what it looks like when someone's dying of cancer? Do you know how much pain they go through, especially when it takes that long? Do you know how many times they've had to look death in the face and they've continued doing what they do because they love it? You don't. As I said before, the way these people are living, this obsession with just hopping on Twitter or getting on Instagram or whatever your favorite social media outlet is, and just tearing down a dead person whose family is mourning. Tearing them down. Someone who never did anything to you. Someone who didn't commit any crimes. Who never killed someone. Never took human life. You're cheering the loss of their life. Everyone who does that really needs to look at themselves hard in the mirror and think about what they want when it's their turn. What do they want to be thinking about when it's their turn? Because I can assure you, it's not. It's not just how many tweets they sent out. But it kind of seems like that's all they've got going on. How many likes they can get on a tweet, a mean tweet. And you know, I took screenshots of a lot of these tweets and I was going to read them, but fuck that. I don't want to rehash or give any more, you know, fame to these little these death mongers. I mean, they're being monsters. This is monstrous. Or robots, or I don't know. It's not human. It's not human. So, just think about that. Just think about what you want when death is looking at you in the face. And again, I know I got a little heavy here, and I apologize. But what happened this morning, or, you know, the passing of Rush Limbaugh, someone who I grew up hearing, and knowing how sad my mom is, I just, you know, this episode is packed with a little bit of a heavy sentiment, so, yeah. I hope you guys have all had a great day. And I want to, I hope Rush Limbaugh's family is okay, and I hope he is resting as peacefully as possible, and I have a good feeling that when death came, he was smiling. So, that's all I want to say. Thank you for listening, and have a great night.